You may be seated. Well, as we come to the pastoral prayer, I was going to read Romans 13, 1 to 7 and pray and then preach on the next section because I really didn't want to, it took me up until the last few days to have the guts to just preach this text, but I'm actually going to preach Romans 13, 1 through 7. I'm going to say a few words before we get to it in our sermon. And so as I told the session when we were praying before, I'm rather anxious about some things at the hospital where I'm a chaplain, about the hiring of a new director soon. It's not going to be me. And then as I look at this passage, which is the passage about obeying our magistrates, and I've thought about, and honestly, if you've been watching my skin color, it's probably been flushing back and forth even as I've stood here waiting at just kind of the little anxiety on this. But because I wanted to make a few, not qualifications, but kind of preliminary remarks, and then I'm going to pray. But as we come to this passage, which we're going to get to in a few minutes, about that our authority is from God, I think particularly as Americans, we don't have a Caesar. We actually have the opportunity to elect our leaders. Some are appointed. Once leaders get in place, they can do certain things. Sometimes they do it well. Sometimes they do what they ought not do. But let me say a couple of something here that I think will hit us all personally, and then I'll just kind of feel better about going about what I'm going to do. And I'll just ask you to be charitable as you hear, because I'm going to seek to preach God's word. Here in the prayer, I want to say a few things personally that I think are appropriate, but I'm not. This isn't the sermon. This is me. Particularly, we're in an incredibly contentious election year, and we've seen the politics in our country is so, just the way it's changed in all of our lifetimes. No matter how young you are, it's changed in your lifetime. No matter how young you are in this room. Let me address kind of the history of this. By the way, and I encourage you to look at the 1960 platforms of both parties. We're a two-party system, y'all. So you're going to be voting for one platform or another. You can like or not like the personal candidates, but you're voting for one of those two platforms. It's just the facts. That's my belief. You can deny that, but that's my belief. You're voting for one of those. And if you look in 1960, you'd be surprised at which one's slightly more conservative. But as you follow along, things change. And I just want to say, something to everyone here. If you have historically been of a more liberal political persuasion, I'm not talking morality, I'm talking politics. And by the way, I was raised in a family that taught me it's better to vote for a yellow dog than to vote for the other party. So that's my upbringing. Now, I didn't stay with particularly that, and that caused me a lot of angst and a lot of thought. And I was about 28 or 29 before I started making sense of this for myself. And this is real serious to me. And so if you've been of that persuasion, I want to challenge you that the morality of those in that persuasion, you've seen it deteriorate. And I just challenge you, look at the moral issues and think about that when you're thinking about this election year. Okay? They have deteriorated greatly, and you know it, and you're gonna. And I just would ask you to think about it. I'm talking about the moral. I'm talking about morally. I'm not talking about tax policy. I'm not even talking about foreign policy. On the other hand, if you've been of a more conservative political persuasion, I challenge you. Your political leaders ought not be your God. You ought not be more animated over your politics than you are of the gospel. Politics should not be so important that it diminishes your animation over the gospel. Your candidate can't save you. Be careful of worshiping your candidate. I don't really think y'all do, but I'm talking about specifically. This is the so you see, I want all of us, whatever our historic persuasion politically, we have some repenting, some praying to do in general as we approach politics. And I've really been convicted as I've been studying for this sermon, okay? that we all need to be careful. God, this is our rule of faith and practice. Even the Constitution, which I think is well written, is not our rule of faith and practice. This is our rule of faith and practice. So we all need to be admonished, and we all have probably a lot of repenting to do of how we think of politics. I just wanted to say that kind of on the front end. I have dealt with this very personally in my own life as I've thought through what I believe, what the Bible believes, what my family taught me. And so I really do come with fear and trembling to this passage. But I wanted to say that now, not as part of the sermon. Okay. Also, it's Independence. It's kind of the weekend of Independence Day. I got to be honest, when you read this passage and you go back to the 1760s and 70s, you're going to have to theoretically, you're going to have to look and say, I wonder about that. I wonder about that revolution. The Bible is our rule for faith and practice. It really will make you think. But the fact is, we have the government that we have. We have the government we have. Christians around the world have the government they have. And so that's where we have to apply the scripture to the government that we have. As I come now to prayer, I'm going to read a prayer. It's a little bit, y'all know these prayers are a little dated when I read them, but I like them and it's helpful to me to have the wisdom of the ages as I'm using our Presbyterian Book of Common Worship. I'm going to read the Independence Day portion of that prayer, and then I'll pray some specific prayers for us. So thank you for, I hope, being able to listen charitably to what I've just said. And we're going to go to the Lord now in prayer. Almighty God, who has given us this good land for our heritage, we humbly beseech thee that we may always prove ourselves a people mindful of thy favor and glad to do thy will. Bless our land with honorable industry, sound learning, and pure manners. Lord, that may sound so old-fashioned, but boy, we need pure manners. Save us from violence, discord, and confusion, from pride and arrogancy, from every evil way. Defend our liberties and fashion into one happy people the multitudes brought hither out of many kindreds and tongues. Endue with the spirit of wisdom those to whom in thy name we entrust the authority of government, that there may be justice and peace at home, and that through obedience to thy law we may show forth thy praise among the nations of the earth. In the time of prosperity, fill our hearts with thankfulness. And in the day of trouble, suffer not our trust in thee to fail, which we ask through Jesus Christ our Lord. And Father, I also ask that as we'll be with me as I open the word and seek to preach faithfully this text. Lord, we also pray for all those of us in this room, those we have need, we need you. So I pray you would meet our needs according to your good and perfect will. Lift up those who are bowed down. Convict us of sin and conform us into the image of Christ. Heal those who are sick, I pray. Give ongoing grace to those with ongoing afflictions that they might, just like Paul, that your grace would be sufficient for them. And Lord, help us as a church. Again, we're dealing with government here in the sermon. Help us as a church to love one another and to stay focused on the gospel of Jesus Christ, even as the world, we look all around and it looks to be in a complete just chaos out there, so many moments. Let us have the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, to guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. And let us love one another, even as we love ourselves. Help us look not only to the interests of ourselves, but to the interest of others. Lord, we also thank you. We can worship through giving. And so we commit to you now the tithes and offerings that we bring, and we pray you would use them for your kingdom. Thank you for this Lord's day. We pray now as Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let us continue to worship through the giving of tithes and offerings. You may be seated. And if you will, turn to Romans 13. And I will be reading Romans 13, 1 through 7.